Haley Show. My guest today is Jesse Cove. We're going to talk about Farhaven and much, much more, but we only have a short period of time. So this will be part one of many times we'll get the chance again. Jesse, I know you're on location. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
So I was talking to your dad, and your dad basically said he did not drag you into acting. Why act then if he didn't drag you into acting, especially, you know, your dad's famous actor, you got to learn a lot from him, but why did you decide to act if he didn't drag you to it? Cause a lot of kids have to have that gumption that their father or their mother says, hey, you should be this, or you're going to go and choose something else.
I love the way you phrase that. You know, I was always on film sets growing up, and I just loved entertaining people. It all started, funny enough, I know this is a story people here have heard before. I loved making my mom laugh and my family laugh and entertaining them. And I used to literally have like a magician set in front of my family when I was a kid. And I just loved entertaining them. And so, and I loved watching movies. And every time my dad would take me on set, I loved being in the creative, you know, mindset there and helping them like create the set. And they would, you know, allow me to walk around, and so it was always such a great experience. And I would literally take my dad's camera and I would make little movies with my G.I. Joes, and I would do sound effects with my mouth, and, you know, like use all kinds of things. Like I'd use the grass outside, like my G.I. Joes are in the jungle. So I was always making movies and telling stories since I was a kid. And, you know, my parents just wanted me to go into that naturally. They never wanted to force me to be in the business because it is a tough business. And I was always in theater and acting classes when I was younger. And then when I was about, you know, 17, I kind of like really jumped into it professionally. I was kind of late into the game, but I grew up in it. So I kind of had the greatest, acting school you could really have is growing up on sets.
Let's talk about being on sets. You know, like as I look back to experiences I had before and how that helps me today, right? Going and recording with you just off the fly because I'm a former professional wrestler is making a comeback. I did challenge your dad to a match in my documentary. So you'll have to go back and see that. He said, you know, he says, I'm in. I'm so excited you're going to do it. One of the people, Chris Malky, and I are going to do a movie on the Road Warriors. I'm pitching his script right now.
I love Chris.
So there's a different connections we have in the conversation, but you get these experiences and it's nothing to me. Just get me on camera. I'm fine because of my days in wrestling, because I got the experience of that, because I've done over 10,000 of these. Once you get on set, you learn the nuances. So you have that prior knowledge. So once you start acting, it doesn't seem as nerve-wracking or something that it kind of becomes more natural for you, right?
For sure. I mean, I was just thinking about, as you were saying that, you know, I'm still learning and changing and adapting. You know, I don't have like a specific style, you know. It's always, you know, even last night I was filming, we were shooting on the rooftop of the tallest building here in Pensacola, Florida, where we're filming. And I was thinking to myself, oh, like I want to do it this way, whatever. And I haven't done it like this. And again, it's always changing. You know, you're always discovering new things, how to do certain things. And I think that's the beauty of it. You know, you're never really there, you know?
Right. And now with me doing live streaming, people are now seeing me, oh, you're doing podcasts almost 24/7. Yeah, I decided, well, heck the heck, I'll push record, right? But that's the thing. You get used to it, you develop it, but you're just trying to figure out who you are. It's funny, Martin said to me, your dad, he said that even though you're becoming this Western guy, you're really the Hallmark guy too. Do you see yourself more and more in those type of movies? The love stories and things like that? Because you are a heartthrob in a ways, I'm sure. Do you see that? Where do you see your direction going?
Hallmark's great. I've had a great time. I've done, you know, I have a Hallmark movie that's out now that's actually called Taste of Love that will be premiering again on the Hallmark Channel April 6th. And I mean, any facet of filmmaking is fantastic. You know, doing Hallmark movies is just a different palette that I get to play on. You know, more my lane is a little bit more, you know, something a little bit more edgier, you know, in certain aspects, because like I really enjoy doing action. You don't really get a a lot of that in Hallmark movies. But again, it's like, it's just another character that you get to play. And, you know, like my character, Jacob, who's in The Taste of Love, he's just a, he has a different energy and a different style than, you know, and that character is a beautiful character. He's lovely and he's sweet and he's got great morals. And, you know, I love that aspect. And I think it's important to be able to jump into both worlds. You know, I love playing a villain as well. So, you know, whether that's in the future or in the past or in a Western. So it's just all part of the palette and, you know, what you're able to play.
Your dad speaks so highly of you. You're just starting, right? You have a high trajectory you're going towards. I mean, we're seeing it with just being in Hallmark to then just the experience of Cobra Kai. Talk about, you know, specifically, you're only filming a few shots, but you're really remembered in that. And then since then, everything's picked up like crazy for you. I don't know if that was your big, big break, but getting in Cobra Kai and getting to play your dad as a young man, I think that chain that really got you known in a way, but I think you're already on your way in a way compared to now where we're talking about all these different projects from now, Farhaven to the Hallmark show, to all those things. But what was that experience like of being in a brand like Cobra Kai and being part of that?
Oh, it was incredible. By the way, Barrett Carnahan plays the young Kreese. I was the bully that bullies the younger.
I didn't know.
It's okay. No, people get confused. It's okay. My character helped fuel the trajectory of Kreese's character with joining the military and all that.
But
it was such an amazing experience. I mean, I'm a fan of Karate Kid and Cobra Kai myself, just even though my dad is who my dad is, I'm a big nerd. So I love all that stuff. So, you know, the fact that I got to audition for it and the fact that I was able to book it and then be on set, and it was a really amazing experience. And having my dad there, it was, you know, it was really an honor to be able to join that universe. And I was really blessed and excited, and I was so humbled by the whole experience. And, you know, it's just great. I mean, when you're on a show like that on Netflix that has, you know, such a large, you know, market around the world that people get to watch, that platform is so big, you know, you're able to be seen that way, which is so wonderful. You know, I mean, I've done like 20 different movies, and, you know, when you get to do something like on Netflix, you know, it just changes certain things. And so I was very fortunate enough to have that. And I think those scenes were so important in the show, you know, these flashback sequences. You know, I'm going to Comic-Con with my dad and a couple other Cobra Kai cast in Scotland in October.
Oh, wow.
You know, people just love those characters, and they loved what they meant at the time. You know, that storyline was such a crucial aspect to the inception of the show and the storyline of Karate Kid and Cobra Kai. You know, people just don't forget some of those characters. Like, I mean, like my dad, you know, that he did this character like almost 40 years ago, and people are still, you know, in love with it now as if it was came out yesterday, you know?
Yeah, exactly. He's a rock star, and being part of that rock star. But let's just jump to Farhaven, because we only have a certain amount of time. Yep. A great storyline. You're the cast. I just look at the cast. You got Bailey Chase, Amanda Rigetti. You have Bruce Boxleitner. You have Nancy Stafford. You have your dad. You have A. Martinez. You have just yourself, Chris Mulkey. I mean, the list goes on and on. Don Most. I mean, that's an all-star group to be part of.
That movie was so much fun to be a part of, and I'm so excited that people get to actually see it. It premieres on the INSP network on April 14th. It's a gritty, fun Western. Bailey's fantastic. Gary Wheeler was the director. He was just excellent to work with. I have another show that I did with him called Blue Ridge coming out in less than 2 weeks. But Farhaven is a wonderful Western, and I had so much fun making that. I look totally different. I grew my hair out for that role, down to my shoulders. Hardcore, gritty Western with, you know, it has a great story behind it, and terrific actors. I was so lucky to work with all those guys and Amanda and all the women involved as well. It's a great story. And you know, I'm very excited for people to see that movie. We shot that in Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah. And the talk, I mean, just all the different people. And I was talking again to the publishers from INSP. This network's growing leaps and bounds. Yeah. Western, I mean, they're going to have more and more original programming, and it's growing to a level that for that area, that's gigantic for sure.
Oh, sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
No, you go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they've really encompassed, like, you know, they have the network has these great family values in their stories, but they also really push the bar, you know, in terms of like, you know, the edginess of the story. Like they don't take away from the realism of like in the Western, like, you know, people die, there's gunfights, like, you know, there's really these intense moments that sometimes, you know, you don't get to see in certain networks. Like they really go there. And I think that's important because it's the realism of it. And I am very fortunate to have worked with them and going to be doing more with them. So I loved Farhaven. I love being in it. I love my character. Clay Cassidy is his name. It's just wonderful.
Tell about a little bit about the character. And then we'll get
to Clay. Clay is basically kind of like a nephew figure for like an adopted son almost to Bruce Boxleitner's character. And he helps him on his ranch. And then Bailey Chase's character comes back into town and they're old friends. And basically Bailey goes on this like manhunt to search for these bad guys who are terrorizing the town. And I end up joining him. And, you know, and Bailey and I basically and A. Martinez, we go on this search to find these bad guys. And you know, eventually I, you know, become the deputy next to Bailey in the show. And it's a great story. It's an adventure story. And there are gunfights. So people are going to love a good gunfight in a Western. And I just, I'm very excited for people to watch this.
You got to love INSP. And it's funny. Yes. I hooked up with them before they were a Western network when they still had other shows, and where they've gone is unbelievable. And go figure, it just happens so fast. Talk about Blue Ridge real quick and your character in Blue Ridge and what Blue Ridge is.
Blue Ridge is a new series starring Jonathan Scheck. It was based off the movie Blue Ridge that they did. My character Gage, he comes in episode 3 because it's an 8-part series. He comes in episode 3 and he's basically like this band's manager that comes into town, and he just wreaks havoc all over the town. I mean, he's fighting everybody. I mean, this guy wants to literally pick a fight with everybody, even if you're a cop. And Jonathan and I have this amazing fight sequence towards the end of the episode that was incredible to shoot. We had so much fun, and working with Jonathan was amazing. You know, he's a big family friend of the INSP network, and he's become a dear friend. I'm actually visiting them. They're doing a premiere for it next week in Nashville, which I'll be there for. And it's a great show. It's basically Blue Ridge is a modern day, you know, Western drama, basically. And it's really a great show. Has all the aspects, action. They got family values. There's romance in it. You know, there's a feud between families. This show is, I can't wait for them to keep doing more of these, because it's the perfect amalgamation of drama and cinema all together in a TV show.
That's fantastic. It feels great to get these opportunities. I'm looking at your career and trajectory. I think Hallmark, now this with INSP, it's on its way. And right now you're shooting, you can't tell us what you're shooting right now, right?
I can. It's called Fray 7. It's based on a book series written by Chase Hughes. And he's one of the leading behavioralists and interrogators. And he basically wrote the manual that the FBI uses to interrogate people. And he's an incredible guy. And this is basically loosely based off of his life in the military as an operative. And, you know, it's basically about like, my character's name is Pierce Reston, who's like in the books called Fray 7. And you're basically following this journey of him, you know, trying to stop, you know, an evil terrorist basically from, you know, doing something to the rest of the world. But he uses certain aspects to get into like the mind of people to help get information. It's a very different storyline than I've done before. And the character that I'm playing, you know, it's very psychological, and it's so interesting to play this. And I love this. It's called Phrase 7.
When is that coming out? Do you know after the shoot?
This will probably come out in early 2025.
Awesome. And any other projects you're promoting right now that people can check out? Taste of Love, you talked about. Then also
Taste of Love. What else is there? God, there's been so much. I had another Christmas movie that came out as well with Tatiana Ali. The Holiday Traditions. And oh my God, I'm almost blanking. I'm not even kidding you. There's so much that I've been shooting. Oh, there's another Western I did called The Gunfighter's Deal that will be coming out towards the end of 2024. They're in post-production now. We shot that in Florida. That's got Kevin Sorbo in it, Terry Kaiser. My dad makes a great appearance in that as well. Tommy Rose, who's in that, she's a wonderful actress. We got a lot of good stuff coming out.
You definitely best place people can follow you and find information. Again, Farhaven comes out April. What'd you say? Farhaven comes out what date?
April 14th.
Okay. Okay. And yep, best place to connect with you. Where do you like people?
Jesse Cove, JesseKove across all social media platforms.
Love it, Jesse. Thanks for stopping by. We're going to have definitely have a part two, especially to promote Blue Ridge later down the line or other projects. So thanks for stopping
by. Yes, I'm here for you. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. You're listening and watching the Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.